The Traveler's Journal, August 29th, with tips on touring Toronto, pronto, tonto. The name of Canada's largest city derives from a Huron Indian word for meeting place. That's an apt description. Most of the 3 million people who now call Toronto home have come from other parts of the planet. Their ethnic diversity makes Toronto one of North America's most culturally interesting cities, with myriad fine restaurants, museums, and entertainment. It is indeed a world within a city, as local promoters are touting it. Stretching for miles along Lake Ontario's North Shore, Toronto is certainly a sprawling city, but its center is a compact, orderly grid, bustling with activity. Only London and New York City have more live theater. Half-price tickets are sold at the T.O. Tix booth in Eaton Centre. For museums, try the Royal Ontario, the Art Gallery of Ontario, or the Superb Science Centre. Casa Loma, a huge turreted mansion that mixes medieval fantasy and early 20th century technology, may be Toronto's most bizarre museum. Neighborhoods like Yorkville, with its colorful Victorian buildings, and Chinatown are perfect for strolling. The Sky Dome, home of Toronto's Blue Jays, is worth a visit, even if there's no baseball game. The needle-nosed CN Tower next door still ranks as the world's tallest freestanding structure. There's shopping aplenty at the Eaton Centre, Harbourfront, and Kensington Market. And save your sales receipts. Foreign visitors can claim a tax rebate on many of the goods and services they buy. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.